Now listen to his pleading and his prayer here. He says, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Today, there are two ways that a man can go, God's way or his own way. We can all choose our own path. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof are the ways of death. But what a glorious thing this is, that we can call out to God. And this is a wonderful, wonderful psalm. It says, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. It's a wonderful psalm, and it's a psalm calling now upon God to show him the way and to teach him. And that leads me to say that in the Hebrew, this is what is known as an acrostic psalm. That is, it's built on the Hebrew alphabet. Each section begins, actually, each verse, I should say, well, and that's each section, begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And we miss that, of course, in English. It's not there. Now listen to him here as he continues this prayer. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Now this is quite wonderful. He speaks of not only the kindnesses of God, but the loving kindnesses. It's difficult for me to define what loving kindness and kindness are, and it's a little difficult to distinguish between the two. But I think the definition that the little girl gave, she was asking Sunday school, what was kindness and what was loving kindness? Well, she says when you go to your mother and you ask her for a piece of bread with butter on it, and she gives it to you, says that's kindness. But when she puts jam on it without you asking her, that's loving kindness. Well, I don't know of any better way of describing it than that, my friend. You can't think of anything better than that. We find, therefore, in this prayer here, a prayer of David in time of trouble, and that godly remnant someday, but it speaks to the hearts of many of us today, and what was good for the saints of the past and the future is good for us today. It was good for Paul and Silas, and it's good enough for me. Now we have here this psalm with this wonderful prayer here, and I don't see how that you can read the psalms and not see that God does not have a plan and purpose for the nation Israel in the future. He's not through with them. And I don't see how you could ever study the book of Romans and ever come to that conclusion, but some do. Now, he says, verse 7 here, he's asked God not only to remember thy tender mercies and loving kindnesses, but he's asking God to forget something. He says, remember not the sins of my youth. Forget them, he says, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Surely goodness and mercy. Here we are again. Shall follow me all the days of my life. And he's praying to God for mercy and goodness. And God is rich in both of those. He has enough for you today, and there'll be some left over for me. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to need a whole lot of mercy, and I'd like a lot of goodness.